Wonder how many of you could truly, from your heart, say, I have been blessed. Amen. Go ahead, Miss Terry. Yep. That's right. That's right. What a blessing. Deuteronomy chapter number 4. Deuteronomy chapter number 4. That's in the first part of your Bible. If you'll just start in Genesis and keep going to the right, you'll hit it here in just a few books. Deuteronomy chapter number 4. I'm well aware of what time it is. I got up this morning. I was running late, and I thought I was doing well. I had about 10 minutes to get to the church, and thought I was doing all right. I got in the truck and cut the truck on. As soon as I cut the truck on, the little digital clock on the dash came on, and I realized my watch was about 12 or 13 minutes slow. And I finally looked down at it, Brother Freddie, and I figured out why. It's got that Georgia emblem on it right there. You feel better now? Amen. I can dish it out. I can take it too. Amen. I appreciate the singing this morning. It's been good. I do know what time it is, and I'm going to be somewhat brief, I think. I'm not sure if I'll preach this morning. I need to spit this cough drop out. Y'all bear with me. I'm not sure if I'll preach this morning or just throw a fit. Sometimes I think preachers ought to come to the pulpit and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. I think we ought to do that. I think it's part of our job. Sometimes I think we ought to comfort and encourage, and sometimes I think we'll just ride back and throw a fit. Amen. Hey, everybody else is throwing a fit. Every movement under the sun is throwing a fit. There's a crowd out there throwing a fit about fish in the sea you don't know exist. Amen. I mean, there's some radical crowds out there. Amen. Pitching a fit about everything. This morning, for a few minutes, I'd like to pitch a fit about something dear to my heart, and that's freedom. That's liberty. And justice for all. Amen? And I think we ought to throw a fit about it every now and then. You say, why should we throw a fit about it? We're losing it day by day and hour by hour. And we're going along like nothing has ever happened, and everything's going to be okay, and it's all going to work out. And no, we need to stop, take a firm stand on who we are and what we are, and say, bless God, we're not going to have it anymore. Amen. You say, what can I do? I told our church several months ago, there's three things as a Christian you can do for your nation. Three things you can do as a Christian for your nation. Number one, witness. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Let me say it again. Number one, witness. Yeah. Why don't Americans act godly? They don't know Him. Right. The more that know God, the more we can do for God. Yes, number one thing you can do is witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Number two thing you can do is pray. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. 9-1-1, 10 years ago. I got to the high school. They were playing it. We watched it all play out. Me and my wife and Brother Freddie and our high school kids, we watched that thing play out on the television. Several times during that day, our president, God bless his heart, he came on and said, "Pray, America. America, please pray." That lasted about a month. Let me say it again. That lasted about a month. I wonder how many of you pray for America every day. Seriously. You pray for your children, you better pray for the country they're growing up in. Three things you can do for your nation: witness, pray. Let me give you one more. Vote. Go to the polls and vote. America hired them. America can fire them. Somebody help me right there. I told you from the get-go I'm going to pitch a fifth this morning. Deuteronomy chapter number 4, look with me at verse number 9. Are y'all there? Say amen.
Amen.
Where the Bible said, "Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently." Watch these next three words. Say them with me. "Lest thou forget." Forget what? "The things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons." The Lord said, "Israel, remember what you have seen. Keep your heart, keep your soul diligently, lest thou forget." Forget what? How God brought you out of bondage. How God led you across the river on dry ground. How God defeated all your enemies before you. How God gave you the land. He said, be careful and don't forget. If you're not careful as an American, you may get the idea you deserve liberty and freedom. As an American, you may get the idea that somehow somebody owes you justice. Let's be careful and not forget what we have learned, what we have seen, and what we have heard. God birthed this nation. Whether they won't include that in our history books or not, it still does not hide the truth. God birthed America. It was by the grace and hand of Almighty God the night that Francis Scott Key saw that flag waving in the bomb's red glare. It was by the grace of God that she stood. And it's by the grace of God that she's standing today. Understand it well. There are those this morning who would love nothing better. They live their lives to see America crumble. We need to live our lives to see her stand.
Amen.
Somebody said, "United, we stand. Divided, we fall." America is probably one of the most divided nations on the planet. We're divided over who's on this side of the aisle and who's on that side of the aisle. Bless God, why don't somebody forget their agenda and forget their little policies and their little politics, and let's get back to the heart of things. We live in a free country, and somebody is out to destroy that freedom this morning. Who gives a flip whether it's a donkey or an elephant, whether it's red or blue? Y'all okay? Let's start worrying about what is right and what is wrong.
Amen.
10 short years ago, 9/11 took place. And now it's just a memory. But to those who brought that tragedy to be, to them it's a lifestyle. To them, it's a lifestyle. Freedom is something we take for granted. Jihad is something they devote their lives to. They're dedicated. I would say they have that over America. Are you listening? I say this morning, we be careful lest we forget. Look at chapter 6 with me if you would. Deuteronomy chapter 6. I said I'd be quick. I'll do my best to do that, but I'm going to preach till God gets done. If you have to leave, we understand. We won't be mad if you have an appointment, but I believe we have an appointment right here in the Word of God this morning. And as far as my heart's concerned, it trumps anything else I have to do. Chapter 6 and verse number 12. He said, then beware, say the next three words, lest thou forget what? The Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Just so we don't forget this morning, I want to remember some people who gave their lives. Some people who died. First of all, I want to mention and remember and give honor and respect for those on 9/11, 2001 who died for no cause whatsoever. I said those who died for nothing. Let me read you the front of our bulletin. If you got your bulletin, look at it with me. At 8:45 a.m. September the 11th, 2001, the first of two airlines struck the World Trade Center in New York in the first of a series of coordinated terrorist attacks on the United States. At 9:03, a second plane crashed into a second World Trade Center tower and exploded. With both buildings ablaze, hundreds of rescue personnel rushed to the scene. At 9:43 a.m., a third passenger plane crashed into the Pentagon in the world's largest office building. At 10:05, the South Tower of the World Trade Center collapses, plummeting into the streets below. A massive cloud of dust and debris forms and slowly drifts away from the building. 5 minutes later, a portion of the Pentagon collapsed. At 10:28, the World Trade Center's North Tower collapses from the top down, releasing a tremendous cloud of debris and smoke. At 10:48, police confirm that a fourth passenger jet had crashed in a western Pennsylvania field, that is Shanksville, Pennsylvania. In the deadliest terrorist attack on American soil, hijackers crashed passenger planes into the Pentagon and the World Trade Center towers in New York, toppling the 110-story Twin Towers, killing aboard the jets and more than 3,000 people on the ground. Let's remember this morning those who died for nothing. Absolutely no reason at all. They were secretaries. They were maintenance men. They were loan officers. They were clerks. They were janitors. They were people just like you and me. They got up that morning to go to work, period. Normal, everyday citizens like us. You've got to understand, these are not just faces we see on a screen. This is not just names we read in a book, but these were people just like we are. These were families just like our families are. We need to remember and honor them today. Little did Todd Beamer know when he kissed his wife goodbye. Just a few short hours later, would he ask a 911 operator to say the Lord's Prayer with him on the phone? Yeah. Lay the phone in his airline seat, look at the men around him and say, let's roll. Amen. Brother, that's an American. Yeah. That's an American. No telling how much more danger that plane would have done had it not been for a patriotic man by the name of Todd Beamer and some people that he rallied together and said, hey, we can take these guys. Amen. They gave their lives that day, and we need to remember them. We need to give them honor, and we need to give them glory. Those firemen that day thought it would be just another day. Had it not been for them stinking terrorists that had been at the firehouse shining their fire truck. Amen. One guy by the name of Oreo, I forgot his last name. He was a captain in the fire department in New York City. He did something no other firefighter could do. He ran 80-some-odd floors. We watched last night how fast he made it. With all that gear on, he made it to those captured people who could not get out. And we heard him utter his last words on the television last night. What an American. While many are running from danger, he's running in the face of it. And we need to take our hats off to men and women like that and say, God bless you. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. I was on an airplane yesterday coming home. There were several soldiers. I don't know if there's a base in near Louisville, Kentucky or not, but there were several soldiers on that plane, and the stewardess got on the microphone and she said, I want everybody to stay in your seats. We want to allow our military men and women to get off this plane first. And as they stood, everybody in that plane began to clap and cheer and say glory. I said, hallelujah. Thank God for you. We need to remember those who died on 9/11 for no cause. For nothing. For nothing. Secondly, this morning, I want to remember those who died for a worthless cause. There were those who died for no cause, but there was a small crowd of men who died on 9/11 for a worthless cause, a made-up cause, a fake cause, a cause that is nothing but a black-faced lie. Are you listening to me? They are called Islamic jihadists. Jihad means holy war. In other words, we are killing Americans in the name of our God. Those men died under the name or in the name of a false, made-up religion that is no more real than Charlie Brown and Snoopy. Y'all listening? You ain't gonna have to wonder long how I feel about this. We said in America and we pray for America, and they talk about, oh, pray on that 10th anniversary of 9/11 that there are no more attacks. We deserve more attacks. Come on, preacher. Y'all all right? We know you hate us. We know you want to destroy our country. We know what you call us. You don't call us American. You call us infidel. But here's a grant for a hotel. Here's a grant for a 7-Eleven. Come on, you're welcome. This ain't popular, but it's fact. It's time we stood up in America. I know it's a free country, but we ought to be free to say, hey, you are not welcome. Get out. Get out. They died for a worthless cause. Would to God we had some Americans with that kind of commitment. Would to God we had some Americans with that kind of faith. Y'all all right this morning? I'm tired of hearing this coddling stuff of these, well, they're nonviolent Islamists. There's no such thing. If I believe a portion of this book, I've got to believe all of this book. Are y'all listening to me? It's common sense, friend. Who in their right mind would stand up in America and say, yes, we agree, all infidels should die? Of course they're not going to say, no, they're going to say, no, we love peace. Oh, we're just here to learn how to, we want to be pilots. We want to better ourselves in America. We want to learn how to fly your planes into your buildings. Y'all all right this morning? I'm standing under the shadow of this while I preach this morning. I know what I'm preaching about is real. I told you I was going to throw a fit. I'm sorry, the lady yesterday whose husband just died, here's what she said to me. She looked at me in tears running down her face. She said, I want to be a good Christian, preacher. She said, but I have one major problem. I said, what is it, sis? I'll help you pray. She said, I hate them. Strong word. I told her, I said, here's what you've got to try to do. Not hate them, but hate what they stand for. Y'all all right? I hate what they stand for. I wish they'd pack them all up, ship them all out. That's my opinion. You can have yours. Opinions like armpits. Everybody's usually got two and they both stink. But I happen to like mine this morning. Amen. They died for a false religion made up by a man. They died in the name of a false religion. They died in the name of a false God. They died in the name of a God this morning who does not exist. He has no ears to hear their prayers. They no more have virgins waiting for them in heaven than a man in the moon. Are you listening to me? They died for a worthless cause. They died to promote self. I wonder what the first thought through a jihadist terrorist mind is after the bomb goes off. I was thinking about it last night. As that plane hit that tower and went, whoosh, exploded, those guys were dead instantly. I wonder what they saw next. If it was seven virgins, I promise you this, they were smoking hot. Y'all okay? Oh, somebody gets mad at this, you need to back up out yonder and read that sign. This is a Baptist church. We believe the Word of God. Amen. We believe there's one supreme God. Hey, there's not a little t God. His name is not Allah. His name is Jesus Christ. You want to make a Muslim mad? Don't start a conversation. Don't say nothing. Just say Jesus. Man, they get fire shooting out of their eyes. Why does that name bother them so bad? Because they hate him. And they hate anybody who stands for him. Their goal, I have heard it out of their own mouths. I have it on a DVD in my briefcase. The goal out of their own mouths is that the White House become the Black House, that every Christ-believing infidel would die in the street and be slaughtered as cattle. That's what they said. Oh, we've got to find a way to live peaceably. I found it. I found it. I know what it is, Brother Greg. They call them Scud missiles. I go back to the Reagan days. Nuke them. Nuke them till they glow. Y'all all right? They died in the name of a false religion. They died in the name of a false God. They died to promote themselves. Now, let me show you somebody else who died who might be worth following. The one who died for the greatest cause. We see the ones who died for no cause. The ones who died for a worthless cause. Now let me tell you about one who dies for a great cause. His name was Jesus Christ. They died in the name of false religion. He died in the name of the only true religion, and that's Christianity. Let me say that again. It just tasted good coming out my mouth. I said he died for the only true religion, and that is Christianity. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. They died in the name of a false God. He died in the name of the only true and living God. Y'all all right? He died for the greatest cause. So what was the cause of his death? Me. They died for self. He died for me. They died that they might gain. He died, glory to God, that I might gain. They died that they might go to heaven. He died that I might go to heaven. They died that they may be free. Good God Almighty, he died that I might be free. Woo! Goes right there. I believe I'll follow that, and how about y'all? They died, and they still dead. I said they died and they still dead. He died and is alive forevermore. Somebody help me this morning. Woo! Hey, I'm going to throw a fit about the terrorist. I'm going to throw a fit about the Savior this morning. Hallelujah. He's worthy. They're willing to fight in the name of our God, their God. So am I. Amen. They're going to try to stop me. And they're going to try to stop you. And the only way they're going to stop me, and I hope the only way they stop you, is by giving us total victory. Don't threaten me with heaven, friend. If you don't quit preaching, we'll kill you. So, I'm not going to burn in hell, friend. I got a street of gold waiting on me. I got a mansion on the other side. I got family on the other side. I'm just going to preach on. They died in the name of false religion. He died in the name of the only true religion. They died in the name of a false God. Christ died in the name. You know what he said? You know what he said? His last words? My God, into thine hand I commit my spirit. Woo! He died in the name of the only God. They died for self. He died selfless. They died that they may gain. He died that I might gain. He's the only one to take up his life again. They die for their God. My God died that I might live. I'm glad to be a born again child of God this morning. Lest thou forget. I can't imagine being a New Yorker. I mean, for no other reason, I just can't imagine being a New Yorker. Rudest people on the face of this planet. I can't imagine living in New York City, watching 3,000 of my neighbors disintegrated. Can't even find their bodies. They're just poof, they're gone. And then allow the ones who did it to build a church across the street. If I was a New Yorker, I'd get me a Cessna. That's a little single engine airplane. I believe I could knock a dent in that rascal. What are we doing? We forgot. Brother Tony Hudson, it's my friend up in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You know what Brother Tony told me, Brother Freddie? Where the airport, where those pilots that flew those planes into the Twin Towers, where they took their flying lessons. You know what they built across the road? A mosque. It's because they consider that a place of victory and conquest. And if we allow this to slip our minds, to slip our hearts, if we let this go and forget what happened and say, let bygones be bygones, bless God, they deserve to build their mosque because they have won. I think it's time for America to stand up on its heels, square back its shoulders, stick its jaw in the air and say, we ain't forgot. Y'all all right? Do you love freedom? Come on, tell me now. Do you love freedom? Put your hand there. I love it. I love it. But if I love it, I'm going to have to open my mouth. I'm going to have to defend it. If I love it, I'm going to have to pray for it. If I love it, I'm going to have to try and multiply it. If I love it, I'm going to have to do my part. Let's stand our feet this morning. There are those who predict that in 5 years we'll be under total government control. There are those who predict some things. If you listen to Glenn Beck, it'll scare you to death. Do I think everything he says is coming to pass? No. I still have hope. Let me say it again. I didn't say I didn't like Glenn Beck. What I said was I still have hope. I still believe there's a remnant of God's people here. And if we'll band together, and if we'll pray together, and we'll seek God's face together, there's hope for America. Let's bow our heads all over the house. I have no idea how to give this invitation this morning. Maybe we should come and say, Father, I'm sorry for taking this freedom for granted. Lord, thank you that I get to call myself a United States citizen. Lord, I've sat back too long. God, help me to be a witness and open my mouth for the cause of Christ, for the cause of liberty and for the cause of freedom. Maybe there's some here this morning who don't know Christ. You don't know if you died right where you are, heaven would be your home. I'd like to pray for you this morning. If you could say in your heart, if there really is a heaven and there really is a hell, I'd like to know. If you can truly know, I'd like to know in my heart when I died, heaven would be my home. If that's you this morning, and you'd like to just slip up your hand and say, Preacher, pray for me. I wouldn't come to you. I won't embarrass you for nothing. I'm just going to pray for you. You say, Preacher, I'm not sure that I'm saved. Please pray for me. Anybody like that? You just slip your hand up, put it right back down. Anybody? How about this? Preacher, pray for me. Pray for me that I'd be a better Christian. And by being a better Christian, pray that that would make me a better citizen. How about that? Slip up your hand. Ought to be every one of us. Fathers, we come before you this afternoon. God, we thank you for a great day. Lord, we thank you, God, for a great nation. America. The red, white, and blue. Thank you for the forefathers, God, who had a desire for religious liberty. Lord, who wanted to serve you and worship you as they saw fit. Thank you, God, for the burden you put in their heart, the tenacity and the grit that was down in their soul to fight for what I enjoy this morning. Thank you, God, for America. Lord, this morning, thank you for Calvary. Lord, it's good to be in a free country. But Lord, it's good to know that my soul has been made free. Lord, thank you for Jesus, who shed his blood and died for just poor old wretched sinners like me. Lord, we just want to remember those who died for no cause. Those who died for a worthless cause. Let us be constantly reminded that, Lord, they're not through. And if they have their way, they'll do it again. God, help us to be constantly reminded of Jesus who died for us all. Lord, have this your way in this invitation. You saw every hand. You know every heart. God, deal with us accordingly. Father, we love you again and we thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.